Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Beis, Shabbos 92, and in the earlier Mishnayos we had discussed the amount which a person is liable for which they carry out on Shabbos into the public domain. And so today's Daf Yomi we discuss the manner in which one carries it. So it says our Mishnah 92a, Hamotzi Bein Biyamino Bein Bismol, if somebody carries out into the from the private domain into the public or vice versa, whether they're carrying with their right hand or their left hand, Bitoch Cheiko, within their pocket that's on their garment, they have a pocket to carry with, Al Kaseifav, or on their shoulders, they're under all those cases, they're going to be liable. Chayev Shekena Masa B'nei Kahas, because that is the way the children of Kahas, from the family of the Levites, when they would carry in the wilderness, they would put it on their shoulders, and that was called their service of Hashem. That's how the Rambam explains it, as it states, Ovnei Kahas Lo Nasan Ki Avodas HaKodesh Aleihem B'Kaseif Yisa'u, that they carried it on their shoulders. So if they do it in that manner, they're liable. However, if they carry it with either the back of their hand or barago, the back of their foot, or befiv, in their mouth, ubimar fako, or in the under their underarm, ba'azno, with their ear, bisara, with their hair, bapundaso, which is like a money belt, pio amata, or they put it with the belt under upside down, which is not the normal manner to carry it, bein pudaso, or they did it between their belt and their chaluko, their shirt, ubisfas chaluko, or they do it on the hem of their shirt. And in all these cases, or ben minalo ubisandolo, with their shoe or their sandal, then they're going to be exempt, patur, shelo hutziki derchamotziyim, because they didn't carry it out in the normal manner. So in this context, the Gemara discusses this, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amotzi Masoy, somebody carries something out from one domain to another, L'mala me'asar tfachem chayev, that if they carry it out, it has to be above 10 handbreadths from the ground in order to be liable, approximately 40 inches. Even though it's not placed on his shoulder, if you carry it out above 40 inches, you're going to be liable. Shekein Masa B'nei Kahas, because that's how the B'nei Kahas, did it. So, umasa b'nei kahas minalan, and how do we know that that's how the b'nei kahas carried it above 10 tefachim into the airspace of the public domain? Because it states with respect to the b'nei kahas, it states that with respect to the hangings of the mishkan, they were in the courtyard, it says al mishkan, they were on the mishkan, v'al mizbeach saviv, and on the altar around it. Ma kish mizbeach mishkan, we compare the altar to the mishkan. Ma mishkan eser amos, just like the mishkan is 10 amot, af mizbeach 10 amot, so too the altar was 10 amot, and amah is approximately 18 inches. And so the Gemara asked the question, Mishkan gufei minon, how do we know that the Mishkan itself was 10 amot? Because we state 10 amot orech ha-koresh, the beams of the Mishkan were 10 amot, uksiv vayifrosis ha'ol al Mishkan, and they spread out the tent above the Mishkan. V'amar Rav Moshe Rabbeinu Piraso, Moses was the one who spread it out. And from the fact that Moses, we know that Moses himself was 10 amos, and so from that we know that therefore Moshe was able to spread it out over the Mishkan. U'mikana talamed, and from here we learn the fundamental principle, govan shel levim eser amos, that the height of the Levites in the tribe of Moshe was also 10 amot, just like Moshe. And so the Gemara says, Ugamiri, and we have a principle that the altar must have been carried above 10 tefachim, because the kol tuna demidle bemotos, that anything that you carry on a pole, tilta mila ehu, tre tilte mila tachat, that one third of that is going to be above the shoulders, and two-thirds will be below. And so therefore, ishtachach tave midle tuva. And then if you do that, then it's going to be carried, we see that it'll be at least 10 tefachim off of the ground, because if they were carrying it on their shoulders, and their shoulders were 10 amot, and so therefore only two-thirds of it were below, it comes out to the fact that it would be that will be remaining below will be approximately 20 tefachim. And so since this was the avodas of levim, that's how we say that they're going to be liable. So that's how they calculate it on that principle. The Talmud then goes on, and they have a further discussion, but they determine from here that, well, why don't we just derive it just from Moshe? And they go into a discussion, since Moshe Rabbeinu was very tall, that maybe he was unique. And the Talmud then comes to the conclusion that maybe Moshe was different from the other Levites with his height. Why? Because that Moshe was exceptional. The Amar Mar, because we have a teaching that Rabbi Yochanan taught in Nedarim 38, Ein Ashchina Shora Ela Al Chacham Gibor v'Asher v'Balkoma, that the divine presence only rests upon somebody who is wise, and he's also strong, and he's also rich, Asher u'Balkoma, and he's also a person of great height. So this is interesting that these are the qualities that a person needs, and what's the basis for it? So some say, the Marsha says, because it shows that this person is going to be really respected by other people. And others, another approach of the Maral says, it shows that he's not missing anything. There's no davar chaser. However, one of the things that's interesting is that in Nedarim, the Nedarim doesn't have the exact same text. And in the text in Nedarim doesn't say that he's very tall. There it states that he is very humble. And so instead of height, he has humility, which is something that probably today people would relate to better, that they say that a person who would be a prophet, we would probably today assume that it's more important to have the quality of humility than the quality of height. That is the teaching of the Gemara Nedarim.